The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, who would you let date your sister? Kareem Jackson investigates.
None.
None.
Is that a question on the card?
Seriously, that's a question.
And Brian Cushing meets our kid reporter.
There's a lot of hard things about growing up.
Texans Buzz starts now. Another week of Texans Buzz. Got a great show for you tonight. I'm really happy. The Texans are 3-1 atop the AFC South. Mark's really happy. We've been working on our Minnesota accents all week.
Minnesota. I hope we're still happy next week because they are a very tough team, undefeated going into that game. Great show for you tonight, though. We've got Brian Cushing on Kid Reporter and Jonathan Joseph snuggling up in a blanket. We'll have to explain that one as we go along.
But first, let's get you caught up with everything that happened at Energy Stadium this week.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Not morning. Afternoon.
Thank you.
Rock, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Last week you showed up and you hadn't played a game since the Super Bowl. How do you feel like you've come along in your progress and getting back into football shape?
Like a caterpillar.
You know, I think Will's done such a great job, through the first four games because of his work ethic.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
And you don't think that's awesome?
I didn't know none of that. Sorry. He was talking at the same time.
Okay. As far as your question about CJ, he's a tough guy. You know, he's an Iowa Hawkeye for a reason.
We got 10 other people on the team to make plays. So it's kind of, you have to pick your poison with us.
AJ just a cool guy. Dre just buff, so he going to make everything look good. Rob just relaxed and smooth, so he calm. You know, it shows.
We'll see more of Charles James and his hat and sock collection later on in the show. You're not going to want to miss that. Mark, what are you doing?
This is my AJ Boye cool thing. Okay. You're the buff one.
Oh, I'm Andre Hal. Yeah. I like that. Hey, those guys seem really close. Do you think any of them would let teammates date their sister?
I doubt it. In fact, let's do some research.
Bernardrick, which teammate would you let date your sister?
Reasonable question, man. Just answer it, please.
No, nobody, man. My sister's too young anyway, man.
None. Is that a question on the card?
Seriously, that's a question.
None of them.
Wow. That seems like the most popular answer of the day.
I don't have a sister, but if I did.
What if you did have a sister? Which one of these guys, these stand-up gentlemen in here, would you let date your sister?
Stand-up gentlemen. Xavier Sufilo.
Oh, Xavier? Okay.
Stand up guy.
Well, you have to choose.
If I had to choose one,
I would go
make a great decision here now. It's your sister's future.
I would go with Slade.
Slade? Why?
Because I really like the guy, man. He's a good Christian man.
I heard some great things about you, man. One of your teammates actually is trying to set you up on a date with his sister. He said out of all the guys in the locker room, he said that you'll be the only guy qualified to date his sister. And that was Kevin Johnson. What do you think about that?
Is he being for real?
I think so.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Oh, wow. Speechless. Heart beating a little fast.
I got a little
he's sweating. Out of all the guys in the locker room, that's a huge compliment, man. He said some good things about you, so, hey.
Just let him know, though. I have a fiance, though.
Oh, wow.
Can't do it.
Oh, all right, yeah. Well, we shouldn't even took this conversation any longer. So, all right, Slade, I'll let him know. Yeah. Who can't come close to your sister?
Definitely. You married, so I will say you, but...
I'm married. I'm happily married.
I'm gonna go with CJ Fedorowicz.
CJ Fedorowicz? Yeah. He can't come close to your sister?
Nah.
All right, that's... Whatever CJ did, I don't want to know, but okay. Who can't come close to your sister?
Ma?
Yeah.
Keith
Mumfrey?
Yeah, he can't come close. Yeah,
why is that?
I can't say he...
You can't say on camera? somebody said it. It don't matter who said it, but somebody said it. Do you know why they would say that?
Oh, no, I have no clue.
No clue?
Nah.
You?
But we'll get to the bottom of it.
Oh, you're good. You're a pretty good guy, huh?
Yeah.
Treat the ladies right?
Yeah.
Take them on dates and all that stuff?
Dates, yeah. Love to take them on dates.
Del Frisco's? There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Keith Murphries, Wine and Dine. Somebody got to stop him.
I really want to know what Bernardrick McKinney had to say about Keith Murphries.
We will never know. Or maybe we will. Murphries seems like a good guy, though.
I thought he was very nice. And how about Chad Slade? Obviously a good guy.
Everyone's wondering, who is Chad Slade? Well, you saw him. He's a reserve offensive lineman and becoming a star because of this show.
And also very much engaged. Still to come, get to know Jonathan Joseph.
Would you ever go by Broseph Joseph?
Nah. Nah, not Broseph Joseph.
Stay tuned. Hey, it's that time of week again where we get you caught up on everything social media, and lots to be excited about this week. Texans win, and you know what? We had a good luck charm. It was Manny Delgado of Modern Family. His real name's Rico Rodriguez. He was the home field advantage captain. He got things kicked off for us at Sunday's game.
Hey, what's up, Texans fans? I'm Rico Rodriguez, and I'm taking over the Texans Snapchat account. So let's go, Texans! Yeah!
Rico was so excited running out of the tunnel. He also met some players. It's great having you here in Houston. Come back anytime. All right, next, with a win, Christian Covington thought he'd celebrate, but did he get a new car? We're pretty sure that's not Christian's new vehicle, but it's pretty cool nonetheless. All right, next, don't you hate it when your playlist gets stale? Well, you turn to friends for suggestions, right? That's what Jalen Strong did, and Tom Savage offered this. I don't think Jalen was really thinking of indie rock alternative, but okay, whatever floats your boat, Tom. All right, teammates helping each other out with music, while some other teammates were helping out on the catwalk. Former Texan Wade Smith held a charity event. You saw Whitney in that fashion show, but he got some help as well. He kicked off his new charity With Mercy last week at Del Frisco's. Whitney's Foundation provides support to families who have children with disabilities and special needs. He said he's so grateful for their support. Whitney has a lot to be excited about with his new endeavor, but DeAndre Hopkins has some things to be excited about too. His Clemson Tigers won this weekend over Louisville in a big game. That was DeAndre Hopkins along with Andre Branch, who also is a Clemson alum and now plays in the NFL. And that was Buddha in the corner there, in case you didn't know. I really want one of those. All right, DeAndre Hopkins also made our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
If you didn't have enough reason to root for DeAndre Hopkins catching TDs between the Texans and fantasy football, well, we've just given you another reason. DeAndre Hopkins has pledged to donate $1,000 for each TD scored in October to AVDA, which stands for Aid to Victims of Domestic Abuse. It provides free legal aid and support to victims of abuse in Harris County. Here's hoping we see a lot of TDs from number 10 in October. One-handed, two-handed, we're not picky, DeAndre, whatever you got. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
I don't care if he catches the football with his feet. We all just want to see touchdowns and offer a great cause in the month of Rocktober for DeAndre Hopkins.
Or Brocktober.
Ooh.
Mark, how do you celebrate Texans wins? Do you just hang out dancing on your sofa too?
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt to dance right now. It'll break the screen.
Do you know who else probably doesn't dance but flexes a lot?
Brian Cushing.
He's on this week's Kid Reporter.
How's it going?
Good.
Good? You got some good questions?
Yeah.
All right, I got good answers.
Who's the smelliest player on the Texans?
The smelliest player on the Texans? I have to go with my locker mate, Whitney Merciless. You like that answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets a lot of grass. And
yeah, grass and other nasty stuff.
Do you hate sleeves?
Yes, I do. They hide a lot of important things.
What would your superhero name be, and what's your power?
Brian Crushing. And I think you can figure that one out.
Okay. What was the hardest thing about being grown up?
Ooh, there's a lot of hard things about growing up. You should enjoy where you are right now. I don't like making my own bed. Taxes aren't fun. Doing my own dishes. And, you know, I have to set my own alarm clock now, too. There's no one waking me up and making me breakfast. I have to do all that on my own. It's not fun.
So I know you like video games, but which ones would you play?
I was a big Halo fan in college, and now I play The Division and Call of Duty and things like that. But I definitely like the shooting games. Those are always fun. Kind of get my aggression out there, and not in real life, so just do it there. It's way better.
Dad and Mom don't let me play Halo when I've already played it once, and I've realized I'm the best at it.
Yeah, I don't think I played Halo until I was about in high school, so you got some time.
Apparently, he's not the only one who doesn't like sleep.
They hide very important things, Mark.
Very important indeed.
I want to see Brian Cushing do dishes and taxes. I think that could be its own show.
He mentioned dishes and waking up.
He has to do them himself.
Okay, just get up on time tomorrow.
Next on Texans Buzz, Jonathan Joseph plays Say What? And Ryan Griffin answers fan questions.
I'm actually a record holder in my old elementary school. I've eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in one bite.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. Mark, everybody talks about how fast this team is.
Yeah, the young guys, but there's an old guy who's fast. Jonathan Joseph, he's 32. Oh, look, that's still young compared to us. But in football years, it's a lot. He runs really fast, though. This is going on way too long. So watch us throw it into this thing right now.
He'll cover you like the warmest, snuggliest blanket around. He's no receivers, Broseph. He's Jonathan Joseph.
Okay.
The ball comes out. It's picked up by the Texans. Joseph with the bobble. Joseph with the pick.
And this place just went nuts.
Favorite type of blanket?
Something really thin, nothing thick at all.
Nothing thick at all?
Nah, I don't really like to be, you know, too warm. You know, I like to kind of sleep at room temperature, so, you know, just a little thin covering.
I think I'm kind of cold-blooded, like, you know, I can take the 60-degree AC and all, you know, that's great.
You're nah, opposite. Totally opposite. It got to be 73 above.
I got you. Does it apply to maybe like a lazy Saturday afternoon? You're on the couch. Do you get to have those? I know you have children. It's tough when you have kids to lay on a couch.
Not at all. Not at all. If I'm laying on the couch, they're pretty much all over me, or I have to throw the football while they're on the couch.
So you don't even know anything about blankets on a couch anymore?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe on Tuesday, I'm off day while they're at school.
Oh, man, that's got to be like the biggest weekly vacation of all time. And I know you love your children. I'm not saying that you're, you know, you don't want to love your children, but yeah, your children are like a blanket on Saturdays. Brian Peters, we asked him some questions about you because he's near you in the locker room. He's kind of an unbiased observer, I think. So we asked him this.
If Jonathan Joseph was an animal, he'd be...
What type of animal would you be if you were an animal?
A panther.
Interesting.
If Jonathan Joseph was an animal, he'd be a cougar.
Boom, that's pretty good. Why a panther?
Just because I think a panther, the agility, the strength, movement skills, and just the mentality.
Okay, number two.
Jonathan Joseph is most likely to shop at...
Can I just say the Houston Galleria?
That's good, that's good. That's broad, because you're a man of many interests. You know, you got to go shopping for clothes. Maybe you want to pick up something at the, you know, one of those Sharper Image type stores, like one of those massaging chairs, right?
Yeah.
Jonathan Joseph is most likely to shop at JCPenney because I believe he's a smart shopper, but he also likes quality, so JCPenney.
He was kind of along the same lines, you know. I think you like to make it, you're a little bit more diverse in your what you want to shop.
Jonathan Joseph changed his first name. He is now called
Joseph.
Joseph Joseph?
Yes.
So would you be J squared?
J squared it would be.
Well, you're J squared now, so you'd be Joseph squared?
Joseph squared.
Would you go by Joey Joseph? Would you go by...
Still JJ.
Would you ever go by Broseph Joseph?
Nah, not Broseph Joseph.
Jonathan Joseph changed his first name. He is now called Kareem Joseph.
But that's a natural. You know, you guys are good buds. You've been here in the secondary since 2011. I mean, what's it like having a good friend like that on the football team?
Oh, it's a great feeling. It's one of those, you know, unbreakable bonds. A guy that you always know has your best interest on and off the field. You know, spend time with his family and things like that. So, and be a mentor to him also.
If you two guys were a superhero team, which team would you be? Or would you be more like Stallone and Schwarzenegger?
I think Stallone and Schwarzenegger. You know, leaders, commanders, and able to take charge.
Let's play a game now.
Cool beans.
Time to play Say What?
Say What?
Brought to you by IW Marks. Ready?
A discount. Kids love it.
Football.
No, inflatable.
Pokemon.
Inflatable.
You can put
it. There it is. I went to school there.
South Carolina.
No. Mascot.
Rock Hill.
No, mascot of the
Gamecocks.
There it is. Champion. Several movies, series after them.
Rocky.
There it is. Odell Beckham. Haircut.
Blonde?
Nope.
Curls?
Nope. The famous haircut that everyone is starting the trendy thing now.
Oh, Mohawk.
There it is. Houston native. Famous.
Beyonce.
There it is. Another sports team in Houston.
Astros?
Nope.
Dynamo?
Nope.
Dash?
Nope.
Rockets?
Round ball. City of Bright Lights.
San Francisco?
No.
New York City?
There it is.
Mark, I felt so cozy while I was watching that interview.
Yes, and we just were influenced by Drew wearing the blanket.
Do you think Ryan Griffin wears blankets when he watches TV?
Probably not, but more in-depth stuff that you can't get anywhere else on Texans Players.
From Doug, what is your favorite TV show right now? I'm going to have to go with nothing because I'm not watching any TV of any sorts during the season. From Sam, weirdest thing you've ever eaten. I'm actually a record holder in my old elementary school. I've eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in one bite. So. From Jackson, Griffmeister, what's the first thing you do when you get home from a road trip? Ooh, usually we end up getting back to Houston pretty late, so it's really just hitting the bed, and usually I'm sleeping on the plane ride home, so it's not hard to just hit the sack. From Shannon, pancakes or waffles? I gotta go with waffles here, especially fun shapes, animal shapes to be exact. From AJ, is Big Papi winning a World Series in his final year? Yes, he is, people. The Sox are going all the way this year.
Mark, I'm really impressed that Ryan Griffin ate an entire peanut butter jelly sandwich in one bite and, more importantly, in elementary school.
Yeah, that's a resume builder for
it's
sure.
Frightening.
And how about the Sox? He says the Sox are going to win it.
Welcome back. Well, you saw his socks all over Hard Knocks. You saw them on the field, and now you can buy some.
Yeah, in fact, I am wearing them right now. I'm not going to show them to you because it's family television, but take a look at Charles James' fashion line.
Yeah, I like that. I like these. I love these. We don't put all of them on because I love them all. This is awesome. I love it. I hope y'all love it, too.
Was able to come out with a new clothing line, Deuce Designs. I want to thank New Era for making the hats and Four Bare Feet socks. I just love how everything turned out. I'm especially excited about the purple hat and socks I was able to come out with that you guys see right there. I did that mainly for the females and to basically have them involved and let them know that I didn't forget about them. My favorite for the guys is currently the hat I'm wearing right now. Like, this is the one. So this is the one I'm going to sport anywhere, everywhere, any event, whatever, whether I'm out, whether I'm not out, whether I'm in, whether I'm asleep, you know, anything, I'm sporting it. And I think all the socks are my favorite. I'm anxious to see the feedback, but, I mean, obviously you'll tell in sales, you know, if it's just sitting there, then I'm never doing it again. I'm never doing it again. But if it sells, like, you'll definitely be able to see, you know, that it was something that was appreciated and that it was a light. And, you know, for me, it just went into a thought process of, you know, what the people may like.
What do you think about their modeling skills?
I think they're all right. You know, AJ just a cool guy. Dre just buff, so he gonna make everything look good. Rob just relaxed and smooth, so he calm. You know, it shows. Thank you, everybody.
Mark is rocking the leather hat from Charles James Designs.
I make this thing work.
You do? I've got the purple socks myself.
Yes, and that's tomorrow's opponent, by the way, so maybe you shouldn't wear them. And speaking of opponents, we are still picking games against this freaking dog.
We're only one game behind, and hopefully we can catch him this week. Let's see who Blitz picked. Thank you. That it was Blitz's birthday the same week as ours.
I know. And I didn't get him anything at all, but I don't like him.
That's all right. Too late. Next year. But you know what? Thanks for watching. That's going to do it for our show this week. We are really excited about Minnesota tomorrow, and we're going to leave you with this to get you pumped up, too.
I got your back. You got my back. Let's go, man.
1-2-3 Fires to the end zone and caught! Touchdown! Wants the corner, has it. Lamar Miller with a first down run. Throws end zone, caught! Touchdown! Will Fuller!